This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Ping.fm, and Upsnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Welcome to Ask Sarah with Sarah Wiseman, where you'll learn to awaken your divine intuition and open your human heart. Sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and learn. Here's Sarah.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Ask Sarah with Sarah Wiseman. Today is nearing the end of March, not quite, but March 24th, 2020. And I like to say the date so that those of you listening live know it's a live show, and those of you listening to the recording can kind of orient yourself in time to what's been going on in the world, which is, of course, we've been going into the coronavirus has taken the world over, and we are dealing with how to look at this, how to get through it, how to keep our mental state clear, how to stay mentally strong, and also how to stay mentally gentle with ourselves. And we're going to be talking about all of that in today's show. Today is Free Readings Tuesday. Don't call in yet. We've got the lines full at the moment, but in a little while, you can call in to 844-390-8255, and you can write that down, 844-390-8255 for Free Readings Tuesday. We do this every show, it's a chance to share, talk about your situation, talk about what you're thinking about, and just kind of connect as spiritual community. You know, the original title for this show, because I do them in advance, I did the titles back in January. It was, how can we spiritually connect to weather patterns, learn why we are one with nature's activities, and what we can learn from this? And what I've realized is that you can substitute nature for illness or for virus, and you have the same situation. Always the same patterns, the same laws apply to everything in the universe. So whether we're talking about weather or the virus or finances or relationships, whatever it is, it all everything follows the same rules. And what we're looking at right now is we are looking at the virus as an absolute, not just a wake-up call, but an absolute wake-up call that asks us to change. And if you think of when we frequently have these ideas of near-death experiences or unexpected accidents or unexpected shifts in our personal lives, we all know that those events are designed to disrupt us, are designed to get us to pay attention, and usually result, what I would guess is that for most of you, if you've had these experiences, they usually result in massive changes to your understanding and to the patterns that you were living in. And this is the same for this virus situation worldwide. We are getting, if you think of the world as one being, this one being has suddenly received a giant wake-up illness, right? And this illness is serving to disrupt the one being, the world, all of us, into looking at a few things about our understanding and a few things about our way of being, how we're living on the planet. So, you know, a couple things that have happened are the virus is a great equalizer, right? Everyone is susceptible. Everyone might be have asymptomatic immunity. We don't really know the amount of money you have, the your health, your age. Really, it's all just unclear as to who can be affected and who can't. So we're all equally at risk. And the strange thing is that we have to separate from ourselves and spend some time alone as part of this quarantine that's required to slow the virus down. And what this is doing, we talked about this last show, is it's like we're all being forced to go into a great big collective time out. Or, you know, if we had an illness in years past, we might have to go into isolation or quarantine or respite or retreat by ourselves in order to stop, pause, and consider what's really going on. And so part of this is getting everyone to stop and pause from our incessant drama and distraction and incessant obsession with all the world news and all the world ideation. And we are asked to being stopped to pause and look around and see what's really in front of us. And so for a lot of people, this has been causing a lot of stress, because if you haven't been doing inner work, you're being asked to look at yourself, at your habits, at what you think you really need, at how much time you spend on social media or newsfeed, and how that makes you feel, and if it has anything at all to do with true reality. The other thing is that this virus has asked us to put each other first, put the collective first, instead of the individual. Now, there's been some sloppiness around this with hoarding and so forth, but we are asked to shut down so that we can help others. And this is a rare occurrence in modern society. Mostly, the way we have been living is thinking of ourselves first. That's how we've all been living for a long time. We've been thinking of ourselves first as a collective. So there's just the jostling for position and trying to get ahead or trying to get your needs met. And now we're being asked to look at humanity as something we're part of, not separate from. And we are asked to put the collective first by staying home and so forth. So this is kind of a new idea for humanity, or it's an idea we haven't had probably since the world wars. The idea of serving the collective instead of ourselves. And of course, this is where our greatest strength comes from. This is what is going to save us. The sense of the collective deciding where we're going to go with this virus versus each person jockeying for their own position. I would like to right now have us do a little meditation, then I'm going to go to the phones. And this is the Buddhist, I believe it's called Tonglen. And it might seem a little different than you think. Usually we tend to want to breathe in the good and breathe out the bad. That's fine. That's a good practice. But what I'd like you to do right now is to close your eyes and let us all go to a place in the universe. I'm going to call it the blue planet. Those of you who've listened to the show know we go here a lot. And just go there, and you can see all the other souls listening now and listening in future. Just go to that blue planet. So we're going to be staring back down at Earth from our other planet that we're all on together as a soul portal or soul meeting point. And I would like you to safely and easily and with zero fear just begin to breathe in the suffering on Earth. And just, it's not attaching to you. In fact, you're going to transmute it. You're going to breathe in as part of the suffering, all the suffering you notice. And then you're immediately going to shift and transmute that into pure love and healing. We're going to blow that out. So in through the nose with compassion and out through the mouth with love. And in through the nose with compassion and out through the nose with love. We're going to do this two more times. In through the nose with compassion and out through the nose with love. And one more, in through the nose. And it's 11:11 right now Pacific time, which is why we're doing this all together. I'd like to invite you, as you experience waves of panic or waves of, just feeling, I'd invite you to do that practice and understand that Soul Collective, as we've been talking about earlier this year, is Soul Collective is aware of itself. This is our great disruptor, and we are invited to learn from it and to shift our way of thinking from being out for ourselves to supporting the collective and supporting our evolution. Two things, housekeeping-wise, we have some great courses for $15. I just opened registration for the Past Life Project for April. And also the Anxiety Project is going to just run. You can take that anytime. And there's tons of other courses, of course, but they're all $15 online courses. Some of them are in community. Some of them you take by yourself. Go to the sarahwiseman.com. Go to courses. You'll see them all laid out. I really want to have these courses be of great support to you, which is why I keep the pricing really low. Alrighty, let's go to the phones where it looks like we have Jackie calling from Olympia. Jackie, welcome to the program. Jackie, are you there?
And it's 11. Hi, yes I am. How are you?
Hi, very good. Thanks for calling into the show. What is on your mind? What can I help you with?
I'm here just to see what it would be like to receive a reading from you, because I'm listening to your show as well, and I agree this whole virus is like a collective cleansing of all the sickness and the dark energies for ascension, global ascension. But yeah, I just would love to see what you feel or sense about my contribution. How can I contribute to the global ascension of the planet, or what specifically I could do? I don't know how you do your readings, but I'm just open to see what you have for me today. Much gratitude.
Thank you. And what do you do for your work? I'm curious.
Well, actually, my main job, if you will, not that I get paid for it really, but I love to help people feel better, to release their traumas, and to help them be more in their bodies, present in their bodies, and to just be aware of their divine self and to live in love and light and compassion for themselves and others.
So if you were going to work with somebody, and I always, if you haven't listened to the show much, I always go around and around, and I have there's a method to my madness. So the short answer is you are invited to, and what I'm finding a lot with what we would call light workers or healers and empaths and sensitives, what you and what I and what everyone who's able to, who understands how to access into the divine realms, we are asked right now to step up in as to meditate on the world, to meditate on each other, to, pray, to do ritual, to do practices. Like, we should be full-time busy with that stuff instead of going through our news feed going, it's like we as a collective have the ability to shift it, same way as if a person who is sick has the ability to shift their response to an illness just by the practice, how they think about it or the practices they do. So How would you, so you already know how to work with individuals.
How would you
describe how you would do it to help globally? What would your practices be?
Well, I've actually started meditation on Facebook that's open to everyone to actually do just that, what we're talking about, like ascending the vibration of the planet by dealing with whatever's coming through. Like yesterday I had light language come through to anybody that wants to be activated. Today I had a transmission of energetic healing, mm-hmm. of deep core wounds that are keeping people stuck in like reactive behaviors, addictions, and so forth. So yeah, I'm just putting mm-hmm. myself out there in platforms that are social media oriented, and they're open to whoever wants to find me, right? So I'm mm-hmm. doing that. I'm doing more of the same. I'm just curious. I guess I'll just keep doing what I'm doing.
Yeah, here's the next part. So that's exactly correct, and it's important that whoever's a light worker, whoever can do what you're doing, begins to do this, because it's almost like we're spreading the word, and we think, as part of the same tribe, the same spiritual tribe, we understand. It's like we're preaching to the choir, but now the choir members have to go out and sing to everybody on the street so they can hear the message. So it's sort of like we have to, anybody who has the skills should be out there making some kind of offering for free, whatever, low cost, so that the word can spread more. Because in the past, it's kind of been like we've been a bit of a closed system, like New Agers or spiritualists or whatever. Now is the time to spread out and try and reach more people to help that consciousness lift. And then the other thing, Jackie, is that what I've been thinking about a lot is not only the immediate need for healing practices that people can do, you know how after a trauma, a lot of times people get PTSD and so forth. And this is going to be over. In my feeling, what I've been receiving is, and even though it makes no sense whatsoever, I feel this is going to be over sooner than we're anticipating, which is, I keep checking in, I keep receiving that. I try not to be overly optimistic, you know, like, but that's what I keep receiving. But after this wave of what this is, there's going to be a need for supporting people in post-traumatic trauma and sorrow and grieving for the change that has happened. We aren't going to immediately have a light switch. We are all going to be permanently changed by this event. So you might begin to create some programs for a little bit later on that will begin to, support the need of people who are going to be healing from what they're going through now. That would be my suggestion to you, to start thinking about how you could do that. Planning ahead for the next step. Yeah. Well, Jackie, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate your time, and we appreciate the support and example that you're lending for all of us, and appreciate your ideas. Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you for the reading. Thank you for being present for all of us as well. And blessings to you.
Oh, yes.
Blessings. Bye.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thanks. Okay. Yeah. So all you guys who are light readers, workers, all you guys who are empathic, sensitive, now is the time to, some of you have been hiding away for a long time, and now is the time to step into the open and say, hey, this is what I do. This is how I can help. These are the meditations I can do with friends. These are the things we can do. In terms of lifting each other, and especially talking to people who may not be readily available to hear this language. So, for example, you might talk to older people who don't have a spiritual practice, or you might talk to people that normally wouldn't have any interest in spirituality, and suddenly you're finding that they are. I think we have another caller ready. Let's see if we can do that. If not, I'm going to go on to the April channeling. Is the caller ready? Yes, I think we have Aaron from Arizona. Aaron, are you available? Aaron, are you there?
Hello?
Oh, hi, Erin. Thanks for your patience. It's Sarah. What can I help you out with today?
Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Well, what I wanted to talk about today was something that has been on my mind a lot lately. We have started fostering hospice dogs a year ago, and we fostered this beautiful little female foster dog who had been physically and emotionally neglected and abused for years. She was 15, and she was just this really kind of sad little thing, and we just loved her, and there was some kind of a very deep, deep heart connection that I felt mm-hmm. with her. And we kept her for 11 months. She just passed a few weeks ago. And I just felt the whole time I had her and since she passed that there was something very significant that I was supposed to have received from her presence, and that mm-hmm. And I just keep asking my guides and angels, you know, who is this, and what am I supposed to learn here, and who is this? Like, I felt like somehow deeply that it was someone that I already knew. Mm-hmm. There was some healing to be done. It felt very much like the love that circled between she and I healed not just her, but me as well. Mm-hmm. And we just got another new little foster hospice guy who's 15 here the other day. And I just am wanting to make sure that I know what all of that mm-hmm. was about before I move forward with all of the love that I have mm-hmm. for this little one here before he goes. And so I'm just wondering if you can give yeah. me any clarity on this little sweet, precious thing that yeah. we were gifted.
Well, I think it's beautiful to... I've had several senior dogs quite a few times, actually. I didn't call it hospice, but they were old, very old, and then they passed, and that was sort of the offering, was to keep them comfortable and happy and loved while they were with us. What I have come to understand is that animals come into our lives to help us through significant passages in our lives. And so it's very interesting that...
I'm having a little bit of trouble hearing you. You're cutting in and out. Is that just okay. my phone?
Yeah, I think it is your phone. So just go ahead and listen along, and I'll do the best I can.
Okay,
animals come
you.
Into our lives for spiritual passages, and so
yes.
the dog that just passed walked you right up to the edge of this virus situation. The dog accompanied you into this newly changing world, and the dog that has come now has sort of taken over from the other being to walk you into the next passage. I can't identify, I can't tell who they are to you, but what I have found is
okay.
that most dogs are major, they're not people we know, like our grandfather, it's major past life souls. Like we have a dog, Abby, who's a Lhasa Apso, and she's uh-huh. the most clear connection to a monk past life. It's just so clear. And so you might just look at what this, you know, past life-wise, what this dog reminds you of. And the other thing to remember is that we think we're taking care of the dogs, right? Or the cats, or the llamas, the goats. We think we're taking care of them.
Yes,
but they really come to take care. Yeah, they really do. And so this is a guide that comes into your... both the one that just passed and the one that is with you now. This is like having a spirit guide in the house. So just accept the lessons that you're receiving. They're there to help you, even though it appears the other way. Erin, thank you so much for calling. I have to take a break. I'm noticing the time, but I wish you the best, and thank you for adding that into the show today. Thank you. We're going to go to a quick break, and everybody, thank you. You've been listening to Ask Sarah Sarah Wiseman, and we'll be back in just a moment. Thank you.
Ready to learn the secrets of spiritual intuition? Did you know that Sarah Wiseman offers over 20 courses in psychic development, soul growth, karma, healing, past lives, and more? And that they are all sliding scale, pay what you want? These premium online courses are self-study, so you can work on your own schedule. Sign up for Sarah's courses now at sarahwiseman.com. That's S-A-R-A, Wiseman.com.
Welcome back to Ask Sarah with Sarah Wiseman. We are working through March 2020, and we are in the midst of the coronavirus. We have free readings Tuesday. You can call in to 844-390-8255. And before we go back to our callers, I want to read to you the April channeling. I just put this out on my blog. If you guys are signed up for Daily Divine, you also receive it straight into your inbox. You can go to Sarah Wiseman and get signed up for that. This was channeled in early February. This was channeled in early February before there was a lot of awareness about what was going to happen. I'm just going to read part of it to you. And of countries and cults, the world is showing you new understanding of oneness. You are watching this unfold before your eyes. We know you are living in fear or sensing fear or working hard to keep fear at bay. This is a time that feels like wartime for those of you who remember, and for those of you who have heard of these times but not experienced them, you are recalling what wartime feels like. But do not be afraid. Light is arriving in shimmering knowing, and light is shining upon all corners of darkness. Recall that war can be physical and war can be mental, and what you are experiencing is the stress of mental fear and mental chaos. This is what you are fighting, your fear. Remember, your fear is an illusion of darkness, the silky manipulation of separation, and it is not real. You, as a soul, are free. You, as collective soul, are finally starting to recognize your interdependence, your interconnection, your true oneness, not just as humans, but as all of Gaia, one living, breathing entity among the vast family of entities in the universe. So even as plagues and diseases come and the climate violence arrives, you are seeing that oneness is becoming known in collective soul. This is not something that is about countries. The divisions of countries is not real. It is arbitrary and rational. It is not true. In reality, on this planet, on Gaia, there are no countries. No one owns the land. No one owns the nation. No nation is sovereign. No dividing lines are real. It is all fallacy and old system, and it is falling fast. There are two more parts to this channeling, so we're going to do that a little bit later in the show. And now we're going to go to our caller, which is, I'm thinking it's Kyra. Kyra, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thanks.
Hi. And, is it Kyra or Kira?
It's Kira.
It's Kira.
Okay.
Yeah. And
okay.
Okay. My connection seems a little bit wonky, so if I cut out, I think it might just be my phone. But I'm happy to be okay. on and connected.
Yeah. What can I look into for you, or what's your question?
So I was on previously months ago and asked about being a teacher. I'm a kindergarten teacher, and I asked about like how to be a teacher at this time. And I think my question still stems in that area, is like how to move forward as an educator in this time when a lot of our like our system is kind of breaking down, and how to mm-hmm. how can I best be as a messenger of unity?
So I think that for you the answer is similar to our first caller, Jackie, in that now what is happening is happening, but this will soon, and I forgive me, I just keep receiving soon, and it doesn't make sense to me when I look at the science, but that's what I keep receiving, so I'm going to provide that to you guys. This will be moved through sooner than we think, and then the next steps will be put in place. Like, we are permanently changed by this in terms of how we work. Once you've worked online from home, both the workers and the companies are like, yeah, why don't we always do that? What were we thinking, having these huge buildings and all this commuting? And that's craziness. So there's going to be a massive shift towards creating jobs that can be done that way. And that includes in education, in terms of learning how to teach online. So I would suggest that you prepare your, like, things have changed. We aren't going back to how things were. And so spending some time, and this is not a bad thing. This is a great thing. This is a much needed change. So spending some time acclimating yourself to the idea that things have changed, and then asking for guidance about what the new normal looks like, and then moving toward that. So I think using this time to sort of accept that change is here, and accept that you will have great contribution, but in a new way going forward. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, that definitely does. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And it's beautiful to work one-on-one with kids, but the way we've been doing it with giant schools is really not sustainable. It's not sustainable on a lot of different levels, but what I see the model going to is a lot of online learning and a lot of like small, almost like neighborhood things where they work with a teacher. And this is a way in the future, but it becomes very small, like almost like you have a teacher contact, and then you work with a handful of students who live near. And so I think that is more the lines of how things are going, which is very different. A lot of things are going to change in this way to become more where we work closer to where we are, and we work online. Anyway, Kira, thank you for calling into the program, and wish you the best. Yeah, don't be afraid of change. It's just kind of how things go. We can take some more callers. Free Readings Tuesday, 844-390-8255, 844-390-8255. Lines are open. I want to continue to read this April channeling, which was channeled in February, early February. So we have, I'll just take this call first. We've got Kim from Toronto. Kim, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I really appreciate
this opportunity.
Good. Well, what can I help you with?
Well, I read your email as it always comes to my inbox, and today was the day that, because I'm at home and not at work, I actually noticed the opportunity to be able to call in. and I said to myself that this was something that was going to occur and that I definitely would get through. So I am so blessed to have this opportunity, and I want to thank you in advance. I've been on a spiritual and emotional, physical journey for the past, probably 6 years, but more importantly, the last 3 years, and discovering more about who I am and what my life purpose is, and where that stands in terms of my service to others. But in this last year, I've been struggling greatly with low self-esteem and feelings of not being worthy.
So what I think, Kim, is that you are actually experiencing part of it's you, but what I'm also sensing is that your empathic nature is picking up stuff that doesn't belong to you. So on the one hand, you might still have a little bit of low self-esteem left, but I have the feeling that you're actually picking up the vibration or the pattern or the feelings of low self-esteem in the collective. Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely.
Yeah. A lot of sensitives, which is everyone listening, right? Having this part of the issue, like right now, is we're having this empathic overwhelm with all of I don't remember the painter, but the painting, the scream, you know, we're all just feeling all the pain. And so this is a little unsettling. So I think that letting go, so two parts. One, understanding that you're sort of picking up the pain from others. And the solution to that is just to let it go through you when it sort of comes as a wave, and just breathe love into that, breathe compassion into that, but don't pay a whole lot of extra attention to it. It doesn't need to be fixed, doesn't need to be healed. You're already fine. Just kind of get used to the wave of like, oh, there's that crummy feeling again. Okay, take it in, let it go. Thank you. You know, just you don't need to heal it or work on it. It's all set already. And then the other thing that you mentioned that is so strong is like when we begin to serve others, all of our concerns about ourselves just go away the minute we start helping others. And one of the things that you have as such a gift is you're a very deep person, and you have this incredibly beautiful, like, voice of calm or presence of calm. And that is especially useful to others who tend to, like, you know, spiral out and have looping thoughts. And you're just this voice of calm that has the ability to calm and bring others back down to a more consistent vibration. So what were you thinking of doing with your gifts of this extreme empathy and this extreme ability to sort of settle people? What were you thinking of doing?
Well, it's been suggested to me by others that Reiki be something that would be of benefit. I'm not sure. I've been trying to get a feel for where I would best be suited. I work in a high school in the guidance office, and I'm constantly coming into contact with students that I can just feel what they need at the time they walk in the door. And
yes,
and it's been the most rewarding thing for me in the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm. So what it feels like is that you're going to start to do the same thing, but with a more spiritual flavor. So like I'm guessing with the students, you can't speak spiritually to them because that's not allowed. So you're going to be looking for some kind of way you're working with people. And it could be young people, but it also could be people of all ages. where you're just beginning to coach them or counsel them or just work with them as a support system. But this idea of providing them with calm and strength and helping them find their way. So I'm not sure you're going to be in the same setting, but you're going to be doing a similar work, but opening up the spiritual intuitive aspect, like claiming it, like, I'm not a high school guidance, I'm a spiritual guidance. That's sort of along, you're entering the spiritual portal putting that mantle on, as opposed to doing it in a more mainstream way. So again, this is all going to probably fall into your lap in a couple months. I would just be aware of other ways to help, but with a slightly different demographic and under the spiritual umbrella instead of under the more mainstream umbrella. Yeah.
I feel that what you're saying completely. Mm-hmm. And I you know, constantly ask for guidance every night when I go to bed, and you know, ask that I be guided to the path of what my highest and best use mm-hmm. is, you know, through spirit, through, you know, the universe, through divine guidance, mm-hmm. and try to pay attention to the signs that will be presented in front of me without thinking too much about it, but just letting it happen mm-hmm. naturally.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think sometimes, like when you get to a point where you're receiving the same general flavor message, kind of like stop asking that question, because the universe will just keep giving you that answer. But begin to look for the synchronicities. Like, it's synchronistic that you got on the radio show and I said what I said, and probably there's going to be other synchronicities today relating to how to finesse what your direction is. But I think you already have your clear answer of where you're going. And now it's just paying attention to all the weird things that happen, you know, all the surprises that happen, and following those. And that's how your path will unfold. Don't be set on it needing to be a particular way. Just watch as it unfolds. Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That you say that.
Yeah. Well, Kim, I'm going to Yeah, synchronicities are always there. And even if we're stuck in our houses or our apartments or whatever, they still show up. The universe can reach us no matter where we are. So
yeah.
Anyway, I'm going to let you go. I need to take a quick, a super fast break, but we'll be back in just a moment with more Ask Sarah with Sarah Wiseman.
Ready to learn the secrets of spiritual intuition? Did you know that Sarah Wiseman offers over 20 courses in psychic development, soul growth, karma, healing, past lives, and more? And that they're all sliding scale, pay what you want? These premium online courses are self-study, so you can work on your own schedule. Sign up for Sarah's courses now at sarahwiseman.com. That's sarahwiseman.com.
Welcome back to Ask Sarah with Sarah Wiseman. Today's Free Reading Tuesday, 844-390-8255. We might have time for one more caller, hopefully, and the lines are open. Looks like we have Elizabeth from L.A. Elizabeth, welcome. Are you there? Let's see, I can't quite hear you. Is Elizabeth there?
Hi,
welcome to the show. Good. What can I help you out with today? Yeah.
Well, are you going to be focusing on the astrology aspect of it or on another intuitive level?
No, I don't really, I'm not really, I'm not the best astrologer. I have a limited knowledge. I really just like to check in with what you'd like to look into and see what I can provide spiritually and intuitively.
I'm flat going back and forth inside myself between feeling like I need to be of service, and that I need to stay quiet inside myself. And there's a lot of energy inside of me right now. And I'm not directing it to anything negative, but I'm struggling with the energy inside me. And I'm also looking towards beyond this collective panic, you know? And I'm thinking, well, what's ahead? What are the opportunities? And but my overriding impulse is to just stay really quiet and internal. And I have a feeling other people are feeling this too, but I feel like I'm combusting inside. So I guess my question would be, how do I manage this intense energy? And how do I direct it? And what are my opportunities? And I guess that energy is fear, because I don't feel like I have the energy to go towards what is possible. I think that's the most true thing I can say.
Yeah, that's a great way of putting it. Well, I think what has been helping me, and I've been in a similar place, and I would guess lots of folks would be in this place, is to really accept that.
I can hear you.
Okay, go ahead and just try and listen along. You can put yourself on mute and listen on your device if you want, because we don't have too much time left. But what I have been doing, is accepting, first off, accepting that the change is here. Like, this is the reality. We're in a change. And so just accepting that and not trying to put it so that we are trying to keep things as they were. So we're going to let you go, Elizabeth. I'm just going to answer your question on the air, because we're having a disruption there. But so anyway, the first thing to do is go ahead and accept that change is here, and really just be with the reality of it. And then the next thing to do that I've been doing is noticing how much has stayed the same. Like, if you're in your house or apartment, you know, those things are basically kind of like they were last week. Your body is probably pretty similar to how it was. The people that you know are probably pretty similar. So we've got these two things happening. One, change is here. We're all aware. And two, everything's the same. So we're kind of holding those things. So whenever I go into this fear spiral, I just accept, okay, this is change. We've all been through change millions of times in our life. This is change. We're going to go through it. And we're going to be okay coming out the other side. But we're getting this lesson that really, you know, everything is impermanent. Everything's changing. Everything's shifting. And then the other way that I'm looking at it is that collective soul has the ability to gather together and to shift. So that we have the ability as collective soul to shift from fear into love. And this is a choice we can make. We can either attach to, because think, we've all been attaching to drama and chaos and political sides and so forth for the last several years. We've just been fighting. This polarity wants this. This polarity wants this. And the universe is just like, no, enough. Enough of your behavior. We need to, and it's, you know, maybe you're like, oh, I've been good. I haven't been doing that. Okay, but we're talking about the collective, which we are part of. The collective needs to shift. And so here is this big wake up that is showing us that we're ready for change. Change is here. We didn't change on our own. And so now we're going to get moved forward to our next level of understanding. I want to just finish by reading a bit more about this channeling. There's just a little bit here. Separation does not hold. If a disease can cross from country to country, the border does not hold. If climate can cross from country to country, the border does not hold. If people can cross from country to country, the border does not hold. The border does not hold because it is something made up in your mind. Even a child can see that the earth, that Gaia, has no divisions. It is one as you are all one. Not just you as humans connected to each other, but you as humans and nature and spirit and substance. All energies are connected without end. Not just on Gaia either. The entire universe as one. So, you are beginning to learn this lesson. Borders are not really real. They are false and they are coming down because they have no meaning in the new reality that is unfolding right before your eyes. It may feel frightening to watch this or it may feel thrilling, but either way, this is what is happening over time. Will this falling away of borders, this no border world, happen in a year? No. In a decade? No. But it is happening over time, and this is the bigger reality to watch underneath the political posturing that is abjectly false. Don't be fooled. Notice what is really happening. And then here's this last subject of this channeling for April. Cults fall away. The cult is also falling away. You have been seeing this. The cult of politics, the cult of religion, the cult of banking, the cult of corporations. Alrighty, we're going to wrap up our show. There's a little bit more. You can go to the website, sarahwiseman.com. Go to the blog. You'll see the April forecast there. Remember, the Past Life Project and the Anxiety Project, just $15. Also at sarahwiseman.com, go to courses. You'll find those right there. Guys, be brave. Be gentle with yourselves. Support each other. Stay home. And know that we're going to get through this. And for whatever reason, it just feels like things are already shifting toward that direction. Hold that vision in your mind. You've been listening to Ask Sarah with Sarah Wiseman, and I'll be back with you next week.
Want more of Ask Sarah with Sarah Wiseman? Tune in weekly for more divine teachings on living a soul-led life. Want Sarah's books, courses, and free gifts? Visit sarahwiseman.com.